There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number two as we bounce along in hour number two. This monologue by request from our Chicago listeners. Several of you reached out and said, hey, you got to comment on this. You got to talk about this. I said, I don't really have to, but here I am. So how is Caleb Williams' fashion stylings? How is that going to play in Chicago? The Pink Panther of the NFL, you'll learn during this monologue. Also, speaking of Chicago, the Bears GM Ryan Poles has announced he is annoyed. He was annoyed by Robert Griffin III's commentary about Caleb Williams not wanting to play for the Bears or shouldn't want to play for the Bears. What's your take on that? And does the Steelers' addition of Cordarrelle Patterson do anything for you? We'll talk about that as well right now as we hang out. We shadow box the clock here in hour number two.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Not quite a bear yet, but already many in hibernation mode when it comes to their new quarterback. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Just some ordinary people, as we have mirrors and magic that were given to us by Sirius Sean, unless we don't. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and gigantically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dash. The Nocturnal Mad Dash, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll get back to the calls in a minute, but we begin with a developing story. Now, I was not planning on leading off an hour with this, but we had multiple listeners from Chicago who were like, you got to talk about this. People are freaking out. You've got to talk about it. Okay, fine, I'll talk about it. What do you want me to say? All right, anyway, so the lead is technically from the NFL draft, but it's not really from the NFL draft. It's because the draft hasn't happened yet. But for Caleb Williams, all roads lead to Chicago. Italian sandwiches, deep dish pizza, it's all coming your way. Great city. I got family in Chicago. Wonderful city. At this point, not in the winter, but at this point, right, at this point in the story, it is a fait accompli that Caleb Williams will be drafted by the team that plays in Chicago. So we know that the coach, Matt Eberflus, who somehow kept his job, has a sweet tooth, shall we say, for the soon-to-be Chicago quarterback, because he laid it on thick. I was reading some comments from the Bears coach. He said, Caleb is a respected teammate at USC, and okay, fine. Did you expect anything else? Anyway, so that being said, the former Heisman winner went viral this week. The old Oklahoma Sooner, and more recently, USC Trojan. went viral. Caleb Williams, well, I don't know that he said anything that was odd. He made some unorthodox wardrobe choices. I guess we'll frame it that way. He made some unorthodox wardrobe choices while cheering on the USC women's basketball team. Now, if you didn't see this, it's more of a visual thing for our friend Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, and Inca Terror, the other blind listeners, and our friend in Bakersfield. We're very big with the blind. So the way this works, let me describe it. If you didn't see it, and if you're blind, you couldn't see it. So Caleb Williams was caught on candid camera on television, and he was wearing what appeared to be pink lip gloss. He had his pink nails, and he was holding his pink phone, and he had a pink wallet. All right. Yeah, so let us discuss. So how is Caleb Williams' fashion stylings going to play out in Chicago? Sweet home Chicago. So I've got Van Gundy, rubber stamp, and Swiss Army knife. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a pink blanket, I guess. Why not? Because he probably has one of those, too. All right, so number one.
Number one. Number one. Number one.
So I'll start, based on the email that I get, it's a very small sample size, the flaw of the small sample size, right? But that's fine. That's all we have to deal with, our little world, the Maller Militia. He's already getting cooked. I can only imagine what's going to happen when Caleb Williams starts actually playing in Chicago. Now, and there's many people say, well, you shouldn't do this, and you know, people shouldn't act like this. I don't disagree with that, but that's how people act. So I live in the real world. I don't know. People should act like they should have decorum. Yes, they should have decorum. But this is, it's not red meat. It's pink meat, in the lion's den there. Feeding frenzy on the socials. Now, some people are saying, well, this is a Gen Z thing. It's the generational thing and all that. Well, one thing I know, and I will guarantee you, the powers invested in me behind these microphones, which are very small, but I will invest all of my power. I know one thing about how this Caleb Williams story is going to play out. All right. Follow the teachings of Jeff Van Gundy. He used to like to say, before he got whacked as an NBA broadcaster because the league didn't like him anymore, but Van Gundy used to say it's a make-or-miss league. The NFL is a make-or-miss league also, which means if Caleb Williams goes out and lives up to the hype and is a prodigy, is a Mensa with a piece of pigskin in his hand, then you're going to have 300-pound guys that grew up in the south side of Chicago where Mike Harmon grew up, the baddest part of town there, and they're going to be going out getting their fingernails painted and pink lip gloss to celebrate Caleb Williams because he's that good. They want to be like Caleb Williams. Now, in a different dimension, Caleb Williams goes out, has a front row seat in the Vomit Comet, and then, if that's the case, he gets tagged as a Mama Luke, and not a prodigy, and as the line goes, I think I learned this in wrestling. I'm going to change it up a little bit, but Bobby the Brain Heenan taught me this when I was a kid, that it's a dog-eat-dog world, and Caleb will be a milkbone if this does not go well. But to be fair, even if he didn't do all this, and can we call him the Pink Panther? Can that be his new nickname, the Pink Panther? No? We've already called him the crying quarterback because he cried in his mom's arms. But Pink Panther, is that too good a nickname? I don't know. Anyway, page two here. So continuing this train of thought, we stay with the Bears. The Bears! Big news day for the Bears NFL-wise. The GM there in Chicago, Ryan Poles, was asked about the comments of RG3. Now, RG3 is a fellow gas bag and blowhard, but I guess he's got some fledgling TV show. I think he said this on social media. RG3 was giving professional advice to the incoming quarterback, the Pink Panther, Caleb Williams. And he essentially said Caleb Williams cannot succeed in Chicago because Justin Fields was an abject failure. So Caleb Williams is going to be an abject failure. And what did the Bears GM say? He responded by saying, it pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. Poles barked. The Bears GM, Ryan Poles, annoyed by RG3 and his commentary about Caleb Williams. What is your take on this? So I'll give you my take, and you can chime in and give me your take if you if you want. So my take on this, this is a gift. This is, it's wrapped, it's got a bow on it. It is a gift to RG3. We are all doing the same thing. RG3, every other hack that does this for a living. We are all part of the industrial complex of the hot take. We dabble with the ancient arts of the hot take. And when someone that works on that side gives validation to the hot take, that's next level, right? When you get upset, it's like, I try to explain this to people, and most of the people I explain this to are not that bright. Like, I've had some international situations pop up because of my takes. I got into it with Manu Ginobili fanboys from San Antonio, and that spread to Argentina. I've got people in Spanish still occasionally sending me nasty messages because of a monologue we did about Manu Ginobili. But what you don't realize is you're validating the take. By reacting to the take, you're then validating the take. So thank you. And the GM of the Chicago Bears, he pulled out the rubber stamp and he, bam, he stamped the rubber stamp of approval. Is what he certified it. And it's like the old Teddy Roosevelt speech that he gave. I think it was his speech, where you're the man in the arena. The man in the arena. Tom Brady used to bark about that. The man in the arena. You shouldn't listen to the critics because you're the man in the arena. But when you listen to the critics, it's kind of like when you go to the beach and it's almost summertime. So when you go to the beach here in a few months and you're not supposed to feed the seagulls, you're not supposed to feed the – you can't do it because you feed one, there's 8,000 eating your entire peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your chips and it's over. So. But RG3 is just another washed up ex-jock who's a talking head now, and you have the power. If you're the Bears GM, you have the power to actually do something. So who cares what he says? But it amazes me how many of these people who work in that business in professional sports cannot compartmentalize. They can't. I give him some credit for admitting it at least. All right, now final point here. We make a right turn right to the confluence. Now I love the it's beautiful. Pittsburgh's beautiful. I'm told it was a crap hole years ago. When I was there a long time ago, it was nice. I hope it's still nice there. Anyway, in Pittsburgh, where the Monongahela, the Allegheny get together and they say, let's have a baby, and the baby there is the Ohio River right there. So we are told the Steelers have agreed to terms with Cordarrelle Patterson, ex-Viking, recently with Atlanta, on a two-year contract for $6 million. So does the Steelers addition of Cordarrelle Patterson, does that do anything for you? All right, so this, it doesn't make me tingly. I'm not warm and fuzzy. But that said, he's a little past his prime. Athletic prime ends at 32, so he's a little bit past that. He's 33 years old. But here's the thing about Cordarrelle Patterson. All right, he's got a guy who's an advocate on the Steelers coaching staff, Arthur Smith, the guy that was the head coach in Atlanta, who had Cordarrelle Patterson, now is coaching the Steelers offense, and so he gets to coach him again in Pittsburgh. And he's a big fanboy, and Patterson is the Swiss Army knife. And the way the Steelers have gotten hurt in recent years, everyone gets hurt, but the Steelers seem to have had more injuries than other teams, it's pretty good. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's a little running back, got that little knife there that he can be the receiver, the kick returner. Now, I don't know how valuable that is. I'm talking about the kick returner because that's his superpower, kick returner. And they changed the rules. We talked about it in an earlier hour of the show. They changed the rules. It's not the same. It's the XFL rules. So how valuable is a great kickoff return guy, even though the kickoff return recently and punt returns and all that have been chopped away with a machete in recent years? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on that, you can join us here. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but you can call up and maybe we'll get you on the air at some point. We have some calls already lined up. And we are on X, at Ben Maller. We may read your comments on the air, at Ben Maller, if you would like to have your voice heard. We'll get to that. All right, straight ahead. Straight ahead. A little thrift store shopping. And is it strike three, you're out? Is it strike three, you're out? We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She has a special segment coming up a little bit later on in the show. What's it called again?
Oh, come on, Eddie. You don't remember that. Nobody answer Eddie's question. Like, leave him out. Hang him out to dry. Hang Eddie out to dry.
Okay, that's fine. You can follow her, Lorena, at FSR Tech Queen.
Lady party.
Yeah. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
That'd be the Queen of Hearts with Lorena. Do we have a hashtag you want to use, Lorena, for boys to and girls to send questions in? Do you have That's usually what we do with Ask,
Ben. I feel like
Ben.
Queen of Hearts would be just good, right?
Queen of Hearts?
Yeah.
You think the guys can spell that? Possibly,
do
maybe
your
so.
Best.
All right, Queen of Hearts. Use the hashtag Queen of Hearts. And if you have a question for Lorena, we'll do that next. Is it next hour? I don't even know what hour.
Yeah, next hour. And we're going to also talk about the best places to find love.
Love! The ballet. Eddie used to tell me, go to the ballet to find love. That's what he used to tell me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It's some other Eddie.
Some other Eddie, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, all those Eddies are the same. What do you want from me? Anyway, we begin this hour. Caleb Williams, the Pink Panther, the crying quarterback, a man with a lot of nicknames. As he went viral this week, he was at a college basketball game, and he really likes the color pink. Really likes the color pink. Malaprop guy says, I know that you shy away from conspiracies. However, he says, do you believe that Caleb Williams' recent fashion and accessory styling is an effort to have the Bears avoid picking?
When do you shy away from conspiracy theories?
There's some sarcasm there, Eddie, from Malaprop guy.
Oh, good.
I embrace all conspiracy theories. I absolutely do. How soon? What's that that nut job that used to play running back for the Chiefs, Larry Johnson? How soon before he comes and says it's like the Illuminati convinced Caleb Williams to do all this or something? That takes coming if it hasn't happened already. Ferg Dog says, I'd bag on Caleb's pink coming out party, but I'm also on Team Pink. He says, I'll take pink donut boxes over Krispy Kreme every single time.
I'm with him on that one.
I have a fun fact. You want my fun fact about the pink donut box?
Sure.
So this actually started in Southern California. There, I watched a donut documentary a couple years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you want to say you're an old man without saying
you're an old man? I know.
Donut documentary.
I watched a documentary about donuts. So the reason that began is there's this, I think it was called Donut Star or something. It was in Southern California, and this was a very popular donut place. And in order to save money, most of the bakeries had white boxes or just regular coba. The pink for some reason was cheaper. So the guy trying to save a couple of bucks at the donut shop, he got the pink box. People liked it, and they associated it with the donuts. And then the next thing you know, you're on your way.
Love that pink box.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, Mr. Luciano writes.
By the way, we got a box. It wasn't pink.
I know. You people are so fascinated. I like to let the box marinate. I like to imagine what's in the box.
I had to touch it.
Yeah, Lorena came in. She picked the box up. She showed me a technique she learned at one of her other jobs, how to open the box, like the whole thing. She's giving me like boxing. Like it's boxing day around here. We're going to open up the box, but we'll probably do it.
I was that kid that wanted to open up the presents soon as possible.
I'm the opposite because I felt like when I opened the present, the event's over, and it's all downhill from there. Like, the anticipation is better than the actual, like, whatever's in there.
Not if there's snacks in there.
No, there's a.
I don't agree.
That's a bad take by you, Lorena. Okay.
No, it's a good take.
That's a bad take by you. And this thing is loaded. This is a bit. Let me tell you, big box. This is a big old box. And there's going to be a lot of goodies in there. A lot of goodies. You got to have a guy. We got a guy. Our guy in Providence. Michael in Providence.
It can't be more than the last box. That thing was just chock full of goodies.
Yeah. Well, this is the Easter lineup.
Of
Little Debbie's. So we will be feasting. We'll open up later. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to a man that really is responsible for this by not doing what he said he would do, Sir Scratchoff. Yeah. So, Lorena, Sir Scratchoff promised us all these Little Debbie treats. He then flaked on us. And so we got this guy, Michael, in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm going to put you on hold. Michael in Providence stepped up, and he did the job for Sir Scratchoff, who was unable to deliver the goods. He could not get us the contraband.
My name's Ben Maller. I want to eat Debbie.
There is a term, dadgummit, for those that promise something and don't deliver. It's not a flattering term.
And what that street lizard said last night, she said, yeah, go on, boy, you're good. I said, baby, I come prepared when I come out of these lots.
Then you woke up and you realized that was just a dream.
Nice fever.
Yeah, and you realize that's nightmare fuel for other people. What?
Now, boy. The Scrooge wouldn't come on your show and go get Poppy.
Huh? What?
The Scrooge wouldn't come on your show and go get Poppy.
I thought you were the Scrooge.
No, I ain't no Scrooge, boy. I'm a good fella. You ought to be ashamed. Hey, that old Yay Fee and Killer Man, all them boys eat. Big Bad Tony, man, a bunch of guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you doing shout-outs? This is not a chat line. What are you doing? You're not on the CB radio. We're on real radio. You can't do shout-outs. What are you doing?
These boys spend a lot of time with you, Ben. You ought to spend 10 minutes every night calling out about 10, 15 names.
Man. Do they still have CB radios?
Yeah, we learned they do have CB radios. Oh. Yes, we learned in a previous episode of the show.
Can you talk to us like you were talking on a CB radio?
We'd have to dump every other word, Eddie.
Why is it?
Because that's when I was a kid wouldn't let me have a CB radio because all you truck drivers are perverts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because anymore, man, you got to hold your phone out the window and let them know you got a phone to tip a CB because CBs, man, all you hear most of the time in my areas, you hear because you're trying to get through or something, you hear you know, all that static and sometimes.
Do they say breaker? Do they do that? Breaker, breaker?
Oh, yeah, breaker, breaker, 1-9. Anybody out there, man?
What is this, a Hollywood movie, Eddie? Or a TV show? What are we doing?
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
10-100, man. 10-100 is going to poop, okay? You got to go to the bathroom, okay?
What's your favorite? Dadgummit, what's your favorite truck stop? What's the greatest truck stop you've ever been to?
I'm going to have to say right now, brother, if I was going to buy one right now, it'd be Love's.
You like Love's, not really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a controversial position to have.
But you loves. Guys are talking about one that I have got.
What about
to go
the Flying J? There's a Flying J in Arizona that I love. I know the guy that owns it. There's some questions about it, but the guy that owns the Titans. But yeah, that was a good – or not the – Browns. Browns. He owns the Browns.
Yeah, Flying J's, you know, pretty popular too. But I'm going to tell you, something you've been talking about, they got one down where my nephew moved about like 40 minutes from Houston. He lives in a town called Conroe.
Oh.
And he said, man, there's one big – what do you call that you caught the other night? I want to go to one of those. But if you get pulled in with a trucker, they won't tell you to leave or you'll get towed off.
Are you talking about Buc-ee's?
Yes, sir. That's
Buc-ee's,
it, yeah.
Because it's not a truck stop, Buc-ee's. It's a convenience store. It's a gas station, Buc-ee's.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. They got
I've got Buc-ee's envy. I want to go to the Buc-ee. We got a Buc-ee benefactor, our guy in Donna, Texas, the Buc-ee benefactor. We got a lot of people, man. We got a Little Debbie's hookup. We got a Buc-ee's hookup. We're made men here and women. We are.
Hey, but anyway, man. I got a lot of people want me to be their lawyer, man. There's a lot.
Name one. Name one person that wants you to be their lawyer. You're lying. There's no one that wants you to be their lawyer. There's zero people that want you to be their lawyer.
I've got one. I got one.
Name them. Name them.
I got one in Nashville. She's kin to me, and she's got a big name in Nashville for a lawyer.
Nah, she's just butting you up. She's being polite, but that's.
You pick no black guys for the Bennies. Dude, they're mad about this, man. They want to be a big winner, man.
That's a lie. You're just making things up. You're making things up. How dare you?
You racist.
If you got Mallard Prop guy out there, I would love to put every bit of my 17 up his butt.
Okay. All right. Look at what time it is. I got to go. Amazing how that works. My goodness. All right. Man. Justin in Cincinnati says the NCAA is starting the game so late Thursday night, we may have live coverage during the show. That's true. Yes. That is accurate. Yeah. And they're doing it in there. Is it Friday? One of the nights the games are in Boston. They're starting a game at like 10 o'clock, I think, in Boston, local time in Boston. That's completely selling out to the television overlords, which I'm not against. I am not against. Mr. Luciano, he's checking in as he's letting us. He's doing Uber all night. He's driving around doing the Uber, so he's listening live. And I know from Sirius Sean, who's in here, that does that. Very important to tip your Ubers. Very important. Who else we have? Paige Dan. We'll skip over that. All right, let's get over to Eddie Wright. And by the way, we will pay off the story of stories here. Is it Strike 3 and little thrift store shopping? But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. The Cabana Boy, Eddie Garcia.
All right, thanks, Ben. We'll start with news from the NFL, where owners have approved hybrid kickoff rules for the upcoming season. Any kickoff that ends up in the landing zone, that's between the goal line and the 20-yard line, must be returned. Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line. No fair catch is going to be allowed, and no surprise onside kicks will be allowed as well. Some other NFL notes, there will be a Christmas Day doubleheader, even though Christmas Day is on a Wednesday this coming year.
Remember the NFL a couple of months ago said we will not be playing on Wednesday.
Yeah, they lied.
Yeah.
2024 Hall of Fame game will feature the Bears against the Texans. That's coming up on August 1st.
You don't have to go back to Ohio, Eddie.
No, we're not going that. Yeah. Eagles season opener in Brazil are going to be on Peacock, and Amazon going to have a wild card playoff game this year and moving
over
forward.
Under how many shots of the reindeer, the statue thing they got there?
Okay. Reindeer?
Is not reindeer. What is it called? What's the name
of it? It's Christ the Redeemer.
Oh, Redeemer. Did I say reindeer?
You said reindeer.
Why did
I
say reindeer?
I have no idea. It's not even close to being
a. That's a bad job by me.
It's very odd.
Wrong.
hey. Pipe down over there, Lorraine. How dare you?
And also, the in-season Hard Knocks will focus on an entire division, not just one team.
They really
grasped me at straws to keep this alive.
I can only handle a little bit of the puffery of Hard Knocks. I've seen the same show every year. It's like the HGTV lineup, Love It or Listed. And I watch it for a little bit. I've not watched any of the in-season stuff. I've talked about it because there have been some clips that have been worthy of talking about.
Yeah.
But I'll watch the preseason one. But the regular season, I'm all right. I'm good.
They're going to focus on an entire division, although they have not named what division will be
I'm going to go
featured.
NFC South. I'm going to go NFC South.
That would be an interesting choice.
Well, because you got bad teams. There's really not one good team in the division. You got young quarterbacks mostly you got Baker Mayfield, who's a few years in, Derek Carr, but you've got the Falcons. I guess they're not that young, actually. Now I think about it, I retract that statement. But I'm still going the NFC South. Cousins has been around for a million years, and Carr's been around for a long time.
All right, we'll see. In the NBA, we had four games. Lakers and Bucks go double overtime in Milwaukee before LA gets the 128-124 victory. They were down 19 points the fourth quarter. Didn't have LeBron James, but still get the win. Anthony Davis, 34 points, 23 rebounds. Austin Reeves,
Lakers,
a triple-double.
Lakers, I understand, after that game, sent a bottle of champagne to Doc Rivers and said, thank you very much. Good job.
Thunder beat the Pelicans 119-112. Oklahoma City a half game back of idle Denver for the top spot in the West. You had the Warriors over the Heat in Miami 113-92. Mavericks down the Kings in Sacramento 132-96. And in the NHL, we have our first team clinching a playoff spot. That's the New York Rangers, who got by the Philadelphia Flyers 6-5 in overtime. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
As we continue, and is it strike three for Major League Baseball? The trade papers, the entertainment gossip site, saying that the Entertainment and Sports Network, this small fledgling outfit out of Bristol, Connecticut, is trying to back out of their MLB deal. They want no more Major League Baseball rights, allegedly. Now, we'll see if this is a complete shutdown of baseball or if they cut back even further on the number of games that they broadcast. But it sounds like they are Dunskis on the baseball ski there, which is amusing because every stupid move that Rob Manfred has done, from ghost runners to all this Fugazi nonsense with the different rules where you can't take out the second baseman and all this stuff. All these rules that have been put in over the years, and more recently the pitch clock and all that, are for television. They don't care about the fans. They care about television. The TV people said, we need a quicker product. We need a game that goes faster. And so Rob Manfred said, yes, I bow down. I've got my knee pads on. Yes. And still, it sounds like ESPN is going to get out of the baseball business. And as far as the thrift store shopping, guess who might be coming back to the Dallas Cowboys after a one-year gap? That's right. Zeke Elliott. Some chatter that Zeke, who went to the Patriots, will come on back now to Jerry's World. The Cowboys, if you believe the gossip we're hearing, they're trying to stack as many washed-up running backs as they can get. Dalvin Cook has also been mentioned. So they could have Dalvin Cook and Zeke Elliott. What could possibly go wrong? Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Ed in Arlington, my baseball guy. Hello, Ed in Arlington.
Benjamin.
Oh, he's awake. There he is, Ed. I knew you'd call up because you're Texas Rangers. I'm going to talk about this next hour. I'll do a part of a monologue on this. The Rangers, just before opening day, they didn't make a splash. They lost a guy officially. Montgomery goes to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I'm ticked at him not signing Jordan Diamond, Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, he was pretty good. For the Rangers, and he got a one-year deal from the Diamondbacks.
The Rangers, along with Corey Sager, he was probably the second most important player to their playoff run, their World Series win last year. But they've had problems getting their local TV contract settled, and so apparently the owner is not confident that he had the money to afford Jordan Montgomery,
Don't buy that, Ed. They got money. Come on now. They got the cash. What are you talking? They don't have as much money, but they got money. Still got the national TV money and all that coming in, and they made a ton of money by getting to the World Series. And by the way, I'm going to tell Adolis Garcia that you said he wasn't as important as Corey Seager and Montgomery. When I see him, I'm going to tell him that.
Don't tell him that. He'll come climb up into the stands and pound my rear end. So please keep that on the down low.
But
Jordan Montgomery, I think that's a foolish move by the Rangers. You know, winning one series, one World Series, certainly is something for this franchise. But really what you're after is you want to lay claim to being a dynasty, winning, you know, two or three World Series over a period of years, like 5 years, and then you can claim you were.
Well, yeah, you got to be in the playoffs. You start by being in the playoffs every year, and you got to win multiple. But the good news is there's no one in the American League that you look at and you say, holy crap, you know, that's the team. Like the powers in the National League, the Dodgers and the Braves are the top two teams with payroll and name brand players and all that. But in the American League, I'd still have the Rangers at the top. I think the Rangers are still there. So.
Well, they got plenty of competition even in their own division. The Mariners really bulked up.
Yeah, the Angels suck. The Athletics blow, so you get to play them a bunch. You know, they're bad.
Well, the Astros are nobody to sneeze at either.
The Astros, they're falling apart. Altuve, that cheater's old. Bregman, they're not as good. They're not as good. All right, I got to go, Ed, but you're the man. Thank you, Ed. We'll talk a lot of baseball. Opening day tomorrow, so I know we'll do an opening day call. Thank you, Ed. I got to go. Let's go to Mark, the full name guy, who is in Medford, Oregon. Oh, he's got the harmonica.
Talking about midnight gambler. Miller.
You don't get this at noon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, do you? No, you don't. Hey, what's going on, Mark, the full name? When's your book coming out, Mark? I want to write a book. When you write a book, I'll write a book. How about that?
Not bad, huh? So you do like some of those stories.
I do. Those are, people love stories. You have good stories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually do appreciate that. Yeah. Well, being as you said that, I can offer you one honest piece of advice. You take it or leave it, but it's good advice. You once claimed, or you have claimed, that I'm your future. You know, I'm like 10 or 12 years older than you are. And so we're talking about health. I would suggest you start doing arthritic stretching and flexing exercises now. Yeah. Before you get it.
Okay, so this is proactive rather than reactive. You would like proactive.
Absolutely.
Now, the only thing arthritic I do, I have my right knee.
My right hand was getting a workout.
No, it's actually my right knee. But my right knee I injured in a media baseball game at Dodger Stadium, and it cracks every time I bend it.
Ouch.
It's got a nice big crack.
I'm a doctor.
But I kind of like the sound. It's kind of a rhythmic sound, so I keep cracking my right knee, and my wife says it's
caused problems.
I would suggest,
man, flexing, like from sitting. You can look them all up online, but you just like flex your leg out and back and bending your knees just forward and back.
Yeah, you know, it's the old thing, right? If you had known, now Mark, the full name guy. Hey, Mark, when you were younger, Mark, if you had thought about, hey, I might get old someday, you would have done those exercises, but nobody thinks.
I worked out a lot, and I neglected certain things like the flexing and stretching.
I understand. Hey, by the way, Mark, listen up. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. But I don't think you need a job, right, Mark? I think you're good on that. No?
Well, now, if you want to hire a harmonica player who can sing.
There's big money. You should go on a... There he is right there. All right. You should go on a tour, Mark. You should go to, like, hit all the tourist spots. Go to Vegas. Go to, like, the Venice Beach Boardwalk. You can go to Atlantic City.
If I had money saved to travel, I would do it. In fact, I'm glad you said that because I would love to be doing
that. If you had a car, you could, like, drive places. And gas is less expensive when you get off the West Coast, but it's still expensive. Yeah. All right, well, Mark, I got to go, buddy, but hang in there, buddy. All right.
Oh, I wanted to mention about RG3.
What?
You're right about him. He is a blowhard.
All right. Give me a little harmonica on the way out. Give me a little harmonica. I need a little harmonica. Give me a little harmonica. Come on. There he is. The stylings of Mark, the full name guy from Medford, Oregon. Checking in. All right, we will press on and on and on. We have Mallard of the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. With Caleb Williams projected to be the number one overall pick, blank currently holds the single season record for passing yards in Bears franchise history. That is the Insta trivia, the answer. And Mallard of the third degree will get to it. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us. Both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we'll get to Maller to the third degree coming up in a moment. Time now for the Insta Trivia, the Pink Panther, Caleb Williams. The man in pink, Caleb. Was that a song? I know Johnny Cash had The Man in Black. Is there a song, The Man in Pink? Probably not. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. There's a lot of music. Most people don't listen to it. Anyway, with Caleb Williams projected to be the number one overall.
Number one.
Blank currently holds the single season record for passing yards in Bears franchise history. That is the question. What's the answer? And made possible by Tractor Supply Store, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. It's poetic. All right, let's see. Does anyone know the answer? Let's see. Page down here. We'll start. I don't want to read that one on the air. Robert Tractor Trailer from Justin in Cincinnati, who's just cracking himself up every night. Andy from Lino Lakes with the great butter, going with Sid Luckman as his answer. Nikita Kucherov from Shane Des Moines, or Des Moines, as our old buddy Roberto used to say. Morris Buttermaker from Art Puffin. That's his answer. Late Night Drug Tester says you are Mariah Carey, who is 55 today. Double nickels for Mariah Carey. Man, only 6 months until we hear her holiday music yet again. That is right. Fire Lake DJ, guessed by Alf the Alien O'Potter. What happened to Fire Lake DJ? Alf, do you remember when he called us up? His father was dying, and he was flirting with the nurses on the show. I remember that. That was crazy. Henry Blanco, guessed by Mr. Nice Guy. That's a good name. Enough of that. Eddie, do you have an answer to the question? Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bears legendary quarterback, Mike Tomczak.
Mike Tomczak, fine answer. Yeah, that is incorrect. It's also not the Terminator, guessed by Big Greg in Iowa. Maller prop guy cheated. He got it right. Eddie, if I give you a clue, you should get it right away.
All right.
The guy that is the single season Bears franchise leader for passing yards worked here.
Oh, Eric Kramer.
That's right. Eric Kramer. There you go. Back in the day. Eric Kramer, former Bears quarterback. I think of him more as a Lions quarterback, but he played for the Bears, and he does have the single-season Bears record for passing yards.
Is he still doing well?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Yeah. I hope he's all right.
I do, too.
Know.
There was a situation there a while back.
Yeah, that was a really bad situation. I hope he's okay. He had 3,800. and 38 passing yards, barely ahead of Jay Cutler, who's number 2, 3, 4, and 5 in Bears history. Here we go! Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To here the we third go. Degree. Fire this is when Big Ben gets grilled.
We'll go around the lap with Lead a Lap.
Ben, Georgia coach Kirby Smart says the College Football Rules Committee will study the NFL kickoff rule change in 2024. Ben, what does this mean?
It means if you like the way the kickoff is done in college football, you better watch it next season because it's going the way of the dodo bird. Number two, it's obvious, right? I mean, college football, they're the feeder system to the NFL. They're the minor leagues of the NFL. So they're going to mimic the NFL rule. And you're going to see an XFL-style kickoff when Georgia plays Alabama or Notre Dame takes the field, or Ohio State, Michigan, USC, no matter. You'll see that. That's going to be the standard. Next!
Rick Pitino's son, Richard, is reportedly a top candidate to become the next Louisville College Hoops coach. Ben, would this be a good fit?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Rick Pitino, wasn't he fired with cause because of that? I very graphically remember the story from the restaurant that it didn't last a long time, but it left a long mark on Rick Pitino. And all. It's odd, but that is a much better job. I think Rick Pitino's kid is at New Mexico, I believe, right now. So if you can go to Louisville, that's a sleeping dormant program, but it's been great in the past. So, yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a good fit. Next!
The Bears and Texans will meet in the Hall of Fame game. Ben, does this do anything for you?
All right, so I have to be careful here. We're on in Canton, Ohio, and I'd love to go to Canton, Ohio because I think it'd be fun to check out the Pro Football Hall of Fame. My level of interest in the Bears and the Texans is what is below zero. It is below, because none of the starters play. It's just a bunch of interviews with Hall of Famers and all that. I have no interest in actually watching the game, but it'll be Caleb Williams will be taking the field against C.J. Stroud. How did we do?
Not that good, Ben. It's a C-plus today.
Oh, that's a passing grade. C's get degrees. Your doctor could have a C and be cutting into your brain. What? Hi, Ben. All right.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.